It's illegal to travel or ship aid to Cuba without a special license from the U.S. Treasury Department, but for the past 13 years, the National Ecumenical Aid Group Pastors for Peace has explicitly violated that law because its supporters believe the blockade is unjust. Ned Powell has made the trip several times before. He says his primary motivation is humanitarian, to bring aid to those in need. But it's also a way of exercising his constitutional rights.
It's my constitutional right to travel. There is nothing in the Constitution, no section that I know of that says, apply here for a license to grant you the rights under the Constitution.
This week, Powell will drive a truck packed with walkers, wheelchairs, canes, and crutches from Wisconsin to a port in Mexico for shipment to Cuba, where such items are in short supply. But the Pastors for Peace Project isn't just about Americans helping Cubans. Aid in the form of medical training is flowing the other way. There are now 70 American medical students on full scholarship at Cuba's Latin American School for Medicine in Havana. Many of them were recruited by Catherine Hall, a public health administrator from California who helped start the program.
Students who go to medical school often have full intentions of working in underserved communities, but when they get out, they owe like $200,000 and they have to get like a real job and make a lot of money to pay their loans back. With the medical school project, Cuba is going to train at least 500 doctors who will come back and work in underserved communities.
Despite recent tension between the U.S. and Cuba, activists like Hall hope such programs will eventually lead to normalizing relations between the two countries. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.